بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. عند مبارك حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم had encouraged a person during this Mubarak month of Ramadan to show kindness to the servants of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person has slaves under his control, then he should be very, very kind, compassionate towards his slaves. Do not overburden them with work, especially in the month of Ramadan when they are fasting. Then he should not overburden them with work. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to fulfill the huquq and the right that we owe to the servants of Allah, to show compassion, to show kindness, and not to inconvenience any person, not to cause taklif to any person, not to bring any type of harm to any servant of Allah. So when a person is doing an ibadat, he understands that this ibadat, Allah Pak must accept it. All the conditions of acceptance should be found in that ibadat. One is the ibadat itself, one is external actions also impact on that ibadat being accepted. Very important for a person now, he's coming to the masjid and he's coming with the intention of pleasing Allah, performing salah, but there shouldn't be any foul odor coming out from his mouth, from his body, perhaps not parking the car correctly, maybe he's got the cell phone, there's a musical ringtone on it. So all these things might perhaps not directly impact on the ibadat or directly be linked to the ibadat, but definitely the effect of the say impacts on the ibadat. It impacts on the people around the masjid, in the masjid. All these things here contribute to the acceptance of the ibadat or the rejection of the ibadat. So it's very important. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining about Ramadan and speaking about one's conduct towards one's slaves, to those who are in one's employment, those who are under one control. How important it is. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is the Imam of his time, Imam of our Mazhab. And for so many centuries we find that his Mazhab is continuing so strong. It's definitely a sign of qabulat and acceptance Allah granted him, that the whole Mazhab that he left, the whole Mazhab he left, and this Mazhab that he left is showing how to practice on Quran and Sunnah. It's not like he came up with his own deen or something. When Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is coming to give salam at the Rozah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is responding. They say in the kitabs it is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to his salam, wa alayka salam ya Imam al-Muslimin. Then upon you be salam, O Imam of the Muslims. Imagine what a maqam and position Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi held. But he was so particular about this aspect about hukukul ibad, fulfilling the rights of Allah's servants. So we're fasting also, but if we are vulgar in our tongues, if our conduct is not right, if we're fighting with people, quarreling, then definitely it's impacting on the roza. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that during the fast, if a person wants to quarrel with you, you must mention to him, inni sa'im, I'm fasting. It does not behove a fasting person to conduct ignorantly. To be simply explaining. So Imam Hanifa rahmah is the Imam, imagine. So One student came to Imam Abu Hanifa to study by him. The student's name was Ibn Farrukh Qirwani. Qirwan, one place from Africa. He traveled all the way and he came to Kufa to study under Imam Amash. It's under Imam Amash, the contemporary of Imam Hanifa. And then he saw that Imam Hanifa was among the leading ulama and scholars, so he decided also to come to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi's place and ask Imam Hanifa if he could teach him something. So Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi also took out some time for the student, and he would teach him. While he was in the presence of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi on his home, on the roof or on a high place, there was some earthen jar, and that earthen jar had fallen on this person. Mistakenly, it fell on his head. When it fell on Imam Abu Hanifa, was seated there, and this happened in the presence of Imam Abu Hanifa, in the home of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa, and this earthen jar had fallen. So Imam Hanifa became very, very concerned. He told him that I'm sorry to say that, you know, in my home, this had fallen. Perhaps it was not placed right. Now it had fallen on your head. Did any injury, were you hurt through this? Any taklif was caused to you? So So he told him, Mama Nifaram, yes, I did experience pain, but no, don't worry, you know, not a problem. And then Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi was so worried, so concerned. He told him that, no man, I have to recompense you for this. I have to compensate you for this. That either I will compensate you in wealth, I can give you dinars, gold coins or silver coins. I can give you some other wealth if you want. Or either I can repay you in ahadith. In the Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll teach you some extra ahadith. What you want? You want the payment now? You want the payment in gold, silver, or you want it in ahadith? He said, I'll take it in ahadith. Now this thing, you know, sometimes, you know, we maybe park next to someone and open the car and the door, maybe it scratched that person's car. You know, Allah maaf kare. Maybe we won't even come to tell the person. Maybe something happened. Allah Pak, you know, look, Hazrat Imam Munifa is so concerned and so worried about Akhirat. And this person was a mehman. It happened accidentally. It wasn't that intentionally. Imam says, no, I owe you, I owe you. So what you want to take? He says, no, I'll take it in din, I'll take it in ahadith. Hazrat Imam of Munifa Rahmah taught him 300 ahadith. 300 ahadith he taught him. To teach this ummah, to teach the followers of his mazhab, that one day we're going to stand before Allah, we have to account for our deeds. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on that day will take a person to task, will take a person to account. And now, every day a person's amal, you should see, is in order, he's not usurping the rights of someone. All this, as I mentioned, will impact upon a person's deed, upon a person's duas getting accepted, a person's amal being accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There was one buzrug. Just before Imam Munifa's story, imagine Hazrat Imam Munifa Rahmatullahi entered into a partnership with one person, and he told this person that we'll go 50-50% on the profits. Imam Munifa also, he contributed capital, that person also. But Imam Munifa Rahmatullahi was a large consignment of goods came. He told that partner that listen attentively, that this goods that had came, that had come, there's some fault in it. There's some fault in this. So any person who's going to purchase this goods, you must don't forget to inform the client, the customer, about the fault in the goods. It's defective. There's a defect in it. Because it's not permissible to sell defective products to some person without informing him. So that person, no, don't worry. So when Imam Hanifa Rahmatullahi, when the person, he sold the goods, when Imam Sahib came, he asked him that the goods, what happened? He said, no, I sold it. And I made a lot of profit. 60,000 dirhams, silver coins I made, so 30,000 is your share. Imam Sahib wasn't worried about the money. He said, did you inform the client, the customer about the defect in the goods? He said, no, I forgot. Imam Hanifa Rahmatullahi told him then like, such an important thing like this you forgot. Such an important thing. It's not good for us to continue the partnership. Immediately Imam Hanifa cancelled the partnership. Immediately. And he took the 30,000 dirhams, that's profit, and he gave it in charity. Immediately he gave it in charity. He says, such wealth, there's no goodness in this wealth, that way you deceive the customer. You took the haq of that customer, you deceived him, you took his wealth, but you hadn't informed him about this. So how important that hukuk. Imam Azad, Mulana Ahmad Ali Lahori. Mulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, very great buzrug. Allah Pak accepted the Quran, tarjama and tafsir of whole Quran from him. This buzrug. He wrote the tarjama and the tafsir of the whole Quran Majid. He was a very, very leading scholar, great buzrug. Very, very great. But he was very particular about halal and haram. To eat, your rozi must be halal. If the earnings are haram, the rozi is haram, the intake is haram, the amal is going to be haram. Everything, you know. One sahabi, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and asked, O Nabi of Allah, I want my du'as to be accepted. You know, what must do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ensure that your earnings, ensure that whatever you eat is halal. Everything must be halal. And the sahabi was Mustafa. So this buzrug was very particular. He was so particular about halal and haram, this Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori. He would tell the murids and the people who came to see him that if you want your heart to shine and your heart to be illuminated with the love of Allah, with deen, everything, just remain with me for 40 days and eat the food I give you. Nothing else. Only eat the food. Inshallah, just 40 days you'll become a wali, you'll become a buzrug. So he was very particular about this aspect of halal and haram. So if anybody brought gifts to give the buzug, food, item, anything, Then if the items were not purchased through halal, not acquired, he would say, take it away from me, take it away, I don't want this. And if it was completely pure halal, then he would accept it. Everybody knew about this. Especially his khadims, his attendants, they knew. Only buzrug would only halal. 100% halal. If they got any doubt, they won't. So very wealthy people would come with gifts. This one, yeah, no, I don't want to take it away. Okay, take this one, yeah. And he wouldn't keep the gifts, he'd give it in charity too. Very great buzrug. So one day, one of his attendants, his khadim brought some milk. Khadim brought milk. So every day the buzrug would accept the khadim's milk. His khadim is very particular about halal and haram. He knows, so he brought the milk. The buzrug, when he brought the milk, bhai, isko yahan se le jao. Take this thing away from here. Take it away. Hey, the khadim was shocked. He said, every day I'm bringing milk for you. Every day I'm bringing. Right? And I'm very particular. I know that only halal and haram, you know, I understand. This milk is for my own animal. My own animal. I milk this thing. And there's nothing wrong. Every day I'm giving you, you're taking it. So this buzrug, Allah Pak blessed him with the power of kashf. Allah Pak would reveal some unseen. He would come to know. Of course, some buzrug, Allah Pak showed him. So the buzrug told him, he said, you see this milk, every day you bring it from your animal, so it's halal. But you see, the last time you brought it, you went to purchase the fodder from a person. You told him, I'll see, I'll pay you. You did not fix a time and a date of when you're going to pay him. So he's waiting for payment, and this year is not permissible in Sharia that you buy on credit and you don't fix the date, the time. No, I'll pay you in the future somewhere. And now, you fed that animal with this. The milk was through this. So I can't take this. Hazrat, you're right. Sort it out. Another khadim of Hazrat, he came, he gave Hazrat some fruit. I said, bhai, Hazrat, take it away from here. You know, Hazrat, see, I got this property, this land, from the inheritance. I took less share also. I gave others that. I took some less. Everything is halal. This fruit is from the trees of death. So the buzrug told him, he said, yes, I know. But you see, when the government allows people to use the water, you pay for the water. You paid for only so many hours. But you use water for many hours more than that. You deceived. So this water that you, what you brought now, is that water it was. He said, yes, Hazrat, you're right, you know. He said, this is doubtful. I can't have this. So this awliya of buzugan, of course, this buzug Allah Pak showed him. All buzug may not be like that. But how important we had learn the lesson that now what you're eating, if what you're eating is acquired not through halal or doubtful sources, and then a person now commits guna, then a person doesn't find the motivation to do good deeds, I said, but where is coming? So there's fights in the home. The children not listening to the parents, husband and wife problems, there's fires in the home. And we think that now, you know, we need to go for counseling. But the problem might not be in counseling. The problem is in breaking the commands of Allah, the halal and haram issue, the food intake not being right. Allah Pak give us tawfiq wa akhidan. Alhamdulillah.